Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What in the world is going on in here? You can easily imagine a father saying these words as he enters a room in which children have made a huge mess. What are you guys doing? Pick all of this stuff up and put it away. This is a phrase that unfortunately has been said at our house, as I'm sure it has been said at your house as well. Sometimes it may be said in anger, depending on the mess. Other times it might be said softly before bed. Now today's gospel account, John shares with us the demeanor of Jesus as he entered the temple in Jerusalem. It was a mess. Merchants were dealing right inside the temple. This leads Jesus to drive out the merchants and the money changers because of his righteous passion, or as the gospel reading put it, because of his zeal for the Father's house. The temple was a mess, and Jesus was there to clean it up. Matthew, Mark, and Luke quote Jesus as saying, "It has become a den of robbers." John's gospel, Jesus quoted as saying, "The house of God has become a house of trade." In both situations, we can see that Jesus was upset with what was going on in the temple. A little history lesson might make this exchange a little more clear. Now, during Passover, it was customary for people to travel to Jerusalem in the temple. They would travel a long distance. And because that distance was so great, it would be hard for people to travel with those sacrificial animals that they needed once they arrived for their celebration of Passover. And so here comes the merchants, right? They were there to sell those animals that the travelers would need for their sacrifice. But there's only one problem. The merchants wouldn't take the money that they would bring with them. The travelers would have to change their currency, much like you and I do when we travel overseas to other countries. These money changers would charge an outlandish exchange rate. And as you can see, for these merchants, there was money to be made. These merchants and money changers were everywhere in the temple. And much like the concession stands at a baseball game, the cost was outrageous. Now, this mess in the temple led Jesus to drive them all out. And he drives them out not in anger, not in hatred, but in a righteous passion. As the Gospel of John put it, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Understandably so. Jesus was upset with what was going on in the temple of God and what this temple was being used for. He was upset with the way that people were treating God's temple. The temple was supposed to be a place of worship. It was supposed to be a beneficial place for people to come. However, it had become just another place of business. It was corrupt capitalism at its finest. And Jesus did what he had to in order to clear the temple. He took matters into his own hands. He made a whip of cords and he drove everyone and everything out. He cleansed the temple. And he did so to show everyone that the house of God is not a place of business. How disgraceful, right? Unfortunately, in our sinful, fallen condition, there are times when we treat church the same way, as a business. What are your thoughts about the money of the church? Are there times when you start to panic? If there isn't a profit being made by the offerings of our church? Now, God isn't against us being good stewards with the gifts that he's given to us. God isn't wasn't against us giving more in our offerings. No. The problem is when we take things too far, which as sinful human beings we often do. When our focus becomes not on the word and the sacraments, but on the business side of things, that's when things go wrong. The church is in no way a business. If it were just another business, there would be no hope for us. Today's gospel reading shows us that the church, God's house, is much more beneficial to us than just some business. There's a symbol here in the gospel reading that isn't easily seen. This account of Jesus in the temple is the first time that Jesus comes into the temple after the start of his ministry. At this time, you can see that the temple has been corrupted. Jesus cleans it up. And he told the Jews that they could destroy that temple. And he would raise it up in 3 days. Now, us sitting here in 2018, we understand what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about his own body. He's not talking about the physical stone building. Jesus is talking about his resurrection. Jesus will become the temple in and of himself. He will be the place of worship. In his body, we find the word and the sacraments. Now, if that sounds a bit confusing, think of it this way. Jesus is everything in the church. Think about the church without Jesus. It doesn't exist. It doesn't make sense. Christianity doesn't exist. Without Jesus, we must go back to animal sacrifices, which is the symbolic picture that we get from the gospel reading. Jesus drives out those sacrificial animals. Why? Because he himself will be the only sacrifice that we will need in the future. He is the sacrifice. He is our focus. He is the reason why we come to church. He is the chief cornerstone of the church. He is what the church is built on. The stone temple was destroyed. But Jesus will not be destroyed. In him rests our worship, our forgiveness, our eternal life. The zeal for the house of God consumes Jesus to the point that he becomes the house of God. Who are we Christians without Jesus? Our Christianity solely depends upon him. Without him, the church is just a building. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. Without him, the temple doesn't matter. None of it matters. That's why it's so important for us to see this isn't a business. This is a place for us to come. For us to bring all of our sins, all of the mistakes that we've made in our life, to receive forgiveness, to receive salvation, and to receive eternal life. This is a place where we come as fallen sinners. A place where all of our messed up thoughts about Jesus and the church are all cleared up. Much like Jesus clearing out the temple. And this is where we come. Hear the word of God and to receive the sacraments for the forgiveness of our sins. We don't find that anywhere else in our world. And it's because of Jesus that you can come here, that you can repent of those sins, those thoughts that you have, and be forgiven. You can be forgiven for each and every sin that you carry. And we all have that. We all feel that guilt in our hearts. And the devil whispers into our ears, what does he say to us? You're too bad to be forgiven. You've done too much. Look at them. Look at you. He causes you to look at everyone except our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's the point of the gospel reading. Jesus is the foundation of our church. Jesus is the reason why we come here. Because in him we have forgiveness, life, In today's gospel reading, we can see the righteous passion of Jesus. A righteous passion that is played out in his clearing of the temple. This gives us a window into the passion that he has for us. If he hadn't cleared out that temple, what would have the church become? What would have happened? It would have continued to be degraded further and further down the road. Until finally, the church would be nothing more than just another marketplace. So Jesus clears the temple. He becomes the temple. He becomes our forgiveness, life, and salvation. He is the sacrifice that we have been waiting for. He is our forgiveness, life, and salvation. Our salvation isn't found in church or unlike a business without Jesus. It's found in Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's here that you have been given the keys of eternal life through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So in the end, it doesn't matter if the temple no longer exists. It doesn't matter if this church building no longer exists. Jesus is the one whom all of our forgiveness, all of our salvation, and all of our eternal life rests. It's in him that we have life and have it abundant. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.